Got some fog out there this morning. Not quite as thick as we had yesterday at this time, but it's out there nonetheless. Just kind of be aware of it. And if you're in a fog-prone area or if you're having to drive it today, then be careful. Turn your lights on. Wait a minute.
Are people have their lights on?
No! There's one right there. Two, three, four, five. Those people don't have their lights on.
Describe a vehicle.
That was an 18-wheeler.
Can you spot a license plate? Let's bust these people.
Now there, okay, lights, that's good. Yes, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven lights there. No. You know the ones, I think it's basically the ones that the lights come on automatically?
Well, yeah, and most any car that's, you know, newer than about 2000 do that.
When did that start? No, some manufacturers do that. For instance, General Motors products will do that.
Yeah.
Dodge products do not do that.
Yeah. Really?
I have my pickup truck, Booney Maroonies, I call it.
So you got to turn your lights on and off?
Correct. I do not have a Ford product, so I don't know what Ford does.
Oh, God,
but
you,
that's,
you poor guy, Chase.
I know.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, I'm a plebeian. I'm a commoner.
What about me? I have to turn my lights on, too.
Nobody cares about you, Scott.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, well, for both of you.
Yeah, it's horrible. Anyway, and you know, when it's raining, if you have to turn on your windshield wipers, just go ahead and turn on your headlights, too. I mean, I know you think that everybody's on the road to watch out for you, but... If you'd go ahead and do that, that might be nice. What? Am I wrong? What part of that's wrong? You people watch out because I'm on the road. All right. Study in the dating habits of 3,000 women has found they prefer geeky, practical guys over athletic, well-groomed men.
What if you're somewhere in between?
Yeah, what if you're an athletic?
What if you're geeky and well-groomed?
Well, or what if you're geeky and
athletic.
Athletic and practical.
Yeah.
That could work. Of the women polled... Almost three quarters.
Really?
Said
I thought
they were.
You guys had cleaned up while I was gone.
Of the women polled, almost three quarters said they were attracted to men who know how to fix things over guys who spend all their time keeping fit. All right. Mm-hmm.
You know what takes precedence over that?
Tell me.
Money.
Yeah, you're right. If you have money to pay people to fix things, that's okay too.
Money compensates for bad looks. Doubt that. Yeah. Never, ever, ever doubt that.
Almost 9 out of 10 said they found men who spend their spare time down at the gym a total turn off, and just a third said muscly dudes were their thing. Now, again, we do not know where these women live.
What the methodology is.
We don't know how old they are. We don't know if they're married, they're single, they're divorced, they're dating. I mean, we don't know anything about that. But it's just, we thought here early in the morning, we'd go ahead and let you geekazoids feel pretty good about yourselves. Practical guys. What does practical mean? It's practical, man.
It's practical.
It's practical.
We on the Infomaniacs are advocates for the geekazoids.
That's right.
We're practical if nothing else. Yeah, okay. All right, it's estimated that 100 million birds die every year around the world due to collisions with...
Other birds?
Glass.
Oh. I was going to say wind turbines.
Yeah, well, not yet, but we're working on that in West Texas. Boy, we're going to get that bird population down to where it's manageable.
Well, you know, at my house, seriously, I contribute... How many you say, 100 million?
Yeah. Hundreds of millions, actually.
Okay.
But go ahead.
I contribute about... four a year to that.
What?
At my house, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, my back, I know you guys have been in my house like once, which is...
You mean the back of your house? I don't want to hear about your back, okay?
No, y'all have been in my house like once, which is the same amount we've been to Scott's.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. But...
how long have we worked together?
I'm not inviting you to my house.
How long have we worked together? Is there a minimum? Is there a maximum? What?
Minimum.
I've been to Chase's house once.
Once works? Well,
that's right. Tom has been to my house.
I haven't been to Chase. Hasn't invited me to his house. Don't even start that.
Yeah, okay.
Golly.
Well, I wasn't invited. I just went.
Well, Chase actually wasn't even working here when he went to my house. So there.
Well, he wasn't working here when I went to his house either. So, but anyway, but we got off subject a little. What I was trying to tell you is the back of my house is lots and lots and lots of glass.
All right.
That looks out to the backyard, and sometimes birds get confused.
They're called windows, aren't they?
They're called windows. Yeah. Lots of windows, and sometimes birds see something they like on TV.
Yeah.
And
of course they do.
Yeah. So they come crashing in.
They want to fly in and see what's
on TV.
It's that HD. Yeah, it's that HD, and they come in and. They're just rudely interrupted.
Well, birds die every year due to collisions with glass, so now there's a new type of glass made by the German company, Arnold Glass. It may provide a solution. It's called Ornalux. See, they took that orna, which is like ornithology, see, bird thing. Ornalux.
Oh, I thought it was ornament.
No, I wouldn't think so. Has an ultraviolet coating that birds can see, but humans can't under normal conditions.
So we've got bird windows, dog whistles. What are we going to do for the cats?
Well, there's enough cats. The glass uses the same technique that spiders use to keep birds from flying through and destroying their webs. Oh, did the spiders invent that? Is that it? The spiders decided to come up with the ultraviolet coating? They had a spider convention and said there are birds flying through our webs?
Item number one, bird problems. That's on the agenda today here at the spider convention.
It's Spidey convention. Okay, now you ever knock down a web, spider web?
Oh. Usually not intentionally.
Okay, yeah, I understand. Sometimes you walk into it, which is really awful.
It's one of the worst feelings in the world.
Okay, but I mean, there's the spider usually sitting up in the corner, unless it's a garden spider that likes to hang out in the middle of the web. It's sitting up in the corner waiting for something to happen, right? I mean, it's reading Esquire or something. I don't know what's going on, but it's, you know, it's up there doing that. It's I don't know. It may have a... You think it has a little bitty iPod and it's up there playing with
really.
It?
Yeah, it's taking a nap.
Right. So it's up there waiting for something to hit the web, and you end up hitting the web and destroying it. Now, do you think the spider gets mad? I mean, you know.
Well, crap!
You know how long I worked on that?
Anyway. We actually, this was back, I think it was back during the summer. We spent the night at the in-laws because we were going to a location that, you know, it was just made sense to spend the night at the in-laws because we were leaving the kids there.
Yeah.
And, we got up the next morning, and I'd parked next to my mother-in-law's vehicle. And between our vehicle and the mother-in-law's vehicle, in the maybe 12 hours that I had been parked there, a spider had constructed a perfect web between those two vehicles, to the point that I almost felt guilty about having to leave. But I thought, he did it in 12 hours. You can do it again.
Spider standing there with four hands on his hips going, did pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, did pretty well. And then, boom, here you go again.
It's shaking two fists at me.
Should be a story. Angry spider, you know? Just wondering. All right, this always makes you feel good. The names, social security numbers, and driver licenses of over 100,000 students and faculty at six Florida colleges. It was out there online for 5 days earlier this week.
Mighty fine.
Gotta like that. Affected people are still being notified by letter and warned to put fraud alerts on their credit. Hey, we screwed up. Would you go ahead and do this to protect yourself? Though there's no evidence yet that any of the information has been misused, yet, a software upgrade was responsible. Breach wasn't noticed until, 20 days after the information went online.
Oh, my.
Yeah, aside from that, sounds like it was just fine. Hey, the guy who wrote a really neat song has passed away. His name is George David Weiss. He wrote a song called What a Wonderful World.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a
Louis
that's
Armstrong.
A wonderful song.
Yep. 89 years old did that. So, hey, what to tip? Do you need to know that?
What to tip? Do that for you in a second.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, it only takes about a pencil width of spider web to stop a flying jet.
It takes how much? A pencil width?
Pencil width, yeah.
Really? Wow, okay.
Did he say to stop a flying jet?
That's what he said. It's strong stuff. It is strong stuff.
Well, forget the terrorists, man. It sounds like
Let's go.
A bigger problem.
Yeah. We got spider. Well, but fortunately, they don't make spider webs that big.
I guess that's a good thing.
It'd be a really big spider, wouldn't it?
Ooh.
We'd probably have to call that it and make a black and white movie about it.
I, for one, welcome our new spider overlords.
Yeah. All right, so what do you tip people? What do you tip folks for what they do? What they do? What they do? And again, some of these apply to the big city.
Merit.
We're talking about...
Now, wait a minute.
Merit.
We're talking about restaurants, because that's where most people tip.
If it's restaurants, it's based on merit.
Okay. Now, no, we can do restaurants all the time, okay?
Okay, so you're saying...
Let's just do some
other service personnel.
Right. Okay, for instance, takeout food.
Mm-hmm. Takeout food or delivery?
Well, this says takeout food.
You don't get nothing.
I'm not going to do that.
Delivery? Yeah, I'll tip well because I know for a fact, if you tip well, your food gets there faster because you get a positive reputation.
You get a little blue star by your name.
And they say,
computer.
I want that house.
Yeah, they'll fight over you. Mom and pop coffee shops, $1 if you purchase just a drink, 10% if you run a tab. Chain coffee shops. What? 25 cents.
I don't think so, Tim.
Yeah, I don't think
you're going to charge me 10 times as much as what that coffee is worth, and then have the audacity to put out a tip jar.
But the donut's $1.85. What's wrong with that?
Uh-huh.
Is there a problem with the $1.85 for?
Are you
donut?
Having a great day today?
Yeah. Hi, how are you today? Yeah, right. Taxi 10 to 15% is standard. 20% if the driver has to help with the bags. Stylist, colorist, or barber. 15 to 20%.
10. Ten. Okay, I do 20.
Whatever makes round change is what they.
Well,
get.
See, that's I understand. No, to the dollar?
Yeah, no, to the $5 increment.
Oh, to the $5. Okay, yeah. I thought you meant to the dollar.
If I have it, I'll tip 2 for a $10 haircut.
If you have it,
yeah, if I have it,
okay.
Well, sometimes you reach your wallet, you've got a $10 bill.
Excuse me. What if it's 11?
What if the haircut costs 11?
Yeah.
And I don't have enough money.
Where do you go? No, where?
They give him his hair back.
Yeah.
Well, no. With Tom, it's barbering and a hunting license too. So there you
go. Well, no, because I go,
I'm
go
just
to
saying
the same
if it's $11, but what if they go to $11? Where do you go? Say, what do you do with that?
Oh, he's saying if it's 11 and you only have 11.
No, you're talking about where I go with my tip, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I'd probably stay with 2. Yeah, probably stay with you.
You're going to ask him to give you back some money.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Well, I
understand.
I do.
Yeah.
If it's 20, if I give him a 20,
yeah.
Hey, just give me that back. You know?
Yeah. Give me pizza, $2 to $5, depending on the distance of the driver. Furniture, $5 per large item that is moved. Hotel housekeeping staff, $1 to $5. Well, if they go get me some ice in a bucket, I ain't going to walk out there and. Front of everybody swimming at the pool.
At the hair jobs.
Yeah, doing that. Make sure it's got that plastic bag.
Yep.
Blackjack dealers. Okay. $5 chip per gambling session. Sure. Fishing guides, 15%. Museum guides, $1 per tour participant.
Wait, who are all these people we're supposed to be tipping?
That's why I'm doing the story.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I've been stiffing a whole bunch of folks.
So I'm saying museum guides. Think about that.
I've never even seen a museum guide tipped before.
Okay. Just saying.
Hey, here's a little something extra for you. Make sure we get this.
Yeah. If Tom's paying more than $11 for a haircut, he's getting ripped off. I've seen him. He's got $11 worth of hair.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a point there.
Once again, as I said, part of it's to cut the hair and the other part's a hunting license. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Finally.
Well, at $8 for a good discussion.
Yeah. Movers, $10 to $20 per mover. And the last one, which is most important, and I don't think we've ever discussed it, what do you tip a tattoo artist? You see?
Well,
let me see. Last
I thought
time,
it was going to be your radio host. What do you tip them?
10 to 20% depending on the complexity of the artwork. Hello?
So what do you tip the guy that loads the hay in the back of your truck at the feed store? That's the one I want to know.
Well, how often you do that?
Well, about once a week.
All right.
And he loads up about 3 or 4 bales.
Well, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 55.
Okay, when did you quit doing that yourself?
Oh, a long time ago.
How old is he?
He's about 20.
All right, what's the bale of hay costing you?
It's costing me about $7 or $8.
Well, I don't know. I'd give him $10. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, he's spending 24 for 3 bales.
Depends on how hot
it is.
And
you're going to give him about 40%?
Give him $2. That's fine. Depends on how hot it is.
Oh, boy, you went from 10 to 2 real quick.
That'd be fine. Hello?
The only time I've tipped the casino dealer is when I've won, and it depends on how much I win.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Oh, hello? Yeah. Oh, I guess that was a casino dealer. All right. I love the tattoo artist, 10 to 20%. The guy, again, really, the guy who's putting your hay bales in the back of your truck, I think the temperature might have something to do with it. Because, if we're doing 72 degrees, I can see that might not be much. Or, go get him a coupon for something. You could do that, too. There's a lot of ways you could make that work for him. Hello. Okay, there we go. One more. Yes.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what do you pay the tattoo artist who misspells your mom's name? Yeah.